You're with SBS Radio.
Nilabanan ng federal na gobyerno ang mga pambansang tawag na pumagitna at pigilan ang pag-deport sa isang pamilyang Tamil. Nagbabala si Punong Ministro Scott Morrison na ang anumang pamamagitan ay magtataguyod ng people smuggling o bawal na pangangalakal ng tao. Narito ang buong detalye ng ulat ni Bethan Smoliniak na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Inirule out ng federal na gobyerno ang pagpigil ng deportasyon ng isang pamilyang Tamil sa kabila ng mga panawagan na pahintulutan silang manatili. Sinabi ng punong ministro, ang pagbigay ng eksepsyon para sa mga pamilyang natanggihan ay maghihikayat sa mga nangangalakal ng tao na muling simulan nito. Sinabi din niya na hindi magkokompromiso ang gobyerno sa kanilang pangako na palakasin at higpitan ang mga border.
It's important that Australians understand the full perspective of the decisions that the government has to take. And they remain difficult decisions. They remain very difficult decisions, and they're not taken easily. And that's why it's important that we have to continue on with the very successful program that we've had, because I know what happens when people forget. I know what happens when people think it's okay to make an exception here or there.
Ang mga komento ng punong ministro ay nataon sa paglabas ng gobyerno ng larawan ng isang bangka ng mga asylum seeker. Sinabi ng gobyerno na ang bangka na may dalang 13 mga posibleng asylum seeker mula Sri Lanka ay napigil noong isang buwan. Sinabi ni Ginoong Morrison, walang lugar ang gobyerno upang mamagitan sa kaso ng pamilyang Tamil dahil nangunguna ang seguridad ng bansa.
It's not about the public mood, it's about what is the right decision in Australia's national interests to ensure that the integrity of our border protection regime is maintained.
Ito din ay isang argumento na itinaas ng Ministro ng Home Affairs na si Peter Dutton. Sinabi ni Ginoong Dutton, ang desisyon ng gobyerno na i-deport si Priya, ang kanyang asawa na si Nadesa Lingam at dalawang anak ay tungkol sa pagsunod sa batas ng migrasyon. Ayon din sa kanya, hindi siya maninindigan sa tinatawag niyang moral lecture mula sa mga taga-suporta ng pamilya.
We've been clear, particularly in relation to this family, where they arrived by boat in 2012 and 13, the mother in 2013, the father in 2012. They've been to every court, right up to the High Court. They've been told that they're not refugees. Now, I understand the compassion shown by many, but we have to look at this case on its merit. There's no indication at all that's been given to this family, including before they had children, that they would ever settle in this country.
Mayroong mga malawak na kritisismo tungkol sa desisyon. Sinabi ng tagapagsalita ng Home Affairs ng Partidong Labor na si Christina Keneally, ang pamilya ay isang perpektong ehemplo ng mga migranteng pumunta sa Australia at nanirahan sa isang rehinal na komunidad.
The government right now says that it wants migrants and it wants refugees to go to regional communities, to contribute to local economies, to become part of the local community. This family did exactly that. And the Bilawila community has wrapped their arms around them and has welcomed them into the community.
Si Richard Di Natale, leader ng Greens, ay isa din sa mga tumatawag sa gobyerno na magpakita ng malasakit.
Let this family stay. This is a family that has committed no crime other than being born into a conflict that continues to this day, a situation where if that family was to be returned, their lives would be at risk, and all they're asking for is a little bit of compassion. A decent country doesn't do this to people, and what we need to see now here is the Prime Minister step in and show some leadership, some decency, and some compassion.
Sumali din ang ilan sa mga politikong konserbatibo sa pagtawag na payagan ng pamilya na manatili. Kabilang dito ang leader ng Nationals na si Barnaby Joyce.
Time has moved on and there's, you know, like the policeman, constabulary right, ministerial discretion. At times I think this should be exercised to basically bring a situation to a conclusion. These children were born in Australia, they're not their parents and I think we have to consider it in a different light.
Ngunit sa kabila nito, nanatiling matatag ang punong ministro.
They can return to Sri Lanka and they can make an application to come to Australia under the same processes as everyone else anywhere else in the world. And I would hope they do. I would hope they do. But they didn't come to the country in the appropriate way. They have not been found to have an asylum claim. And to have changed our policy on this or to exercise intervention powers on this would be to send exactly the wrong message.
Nagpapatuloy ang legal na laban ng pamilya ngayon sa Christmas Island. Didinggin ng federal na korte ang kaso ngayong Miyerkules bago matapos ang isang injunction blocking sa kanilang deportasyon sa Sri Lanka.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.